lokasya vasulom patam
lokasya vasulom patam
bhartaryu bharate tasmin anyonyam shajikam satam
anyonyam shajikam satam.
Ladies, on seeing the dust storm, the saintly persons could understand that there were a great deal of irregularities due to the death of King Vena. Without government, the state was devoid of law and order. And consequently, there was a great uprising of murderous thieves and rogues who were plundering the riches of the people in general. Although the great sages could subdue the disturbance by their powers, just as they could kill the king, they considered it improper on their part to do so. Thus, they did not attempt to stop the disturbance. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The saintly persons and great sages killed King Vena out of emergency, but they did not choose to take part in the government in order to subdue the uprising of thieves and rogues, which took place after the death of King Vena. It is not the duty of Brahmins and saintly persons to kill, although they may sometimes do so in the case of an emergency. They could kill all the thieves and rogues by the prowess of their mantras, but they thought it the duty of Kshatriya kings to do so. Thus, they reluctantly did not take part in the killing business.
Hare Krishna.
Very pleasing to see the nice attendance you have during Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading the 14th chapter of the 4th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is explaining the story of the life of King Vena. So many precious instructions to illuminate our consciousness are contained within this story. Especially the principle that from apparent inauspicious circumstances is born the most auspicious opportunity for devotional service. Because this world is a place where suffering is imminent, the Lord teaches us this lesson again and again. Practically every incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as a result of major upheaval, crisis, and misery within the world. The Devatas, as well as the Rishis, they were so much being tortured and harassed by Ravana that they prayed to Lord Vishnu, save us. And as a result, the Supreme Personality of God had appeared as Sri Ramchandra. Similarly, the entire planet Earth was helplessly submerged at the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean. Then the great rishis and sages prayed to Lord Brahma, save the earth.
और उसी तरीके से जो पूरी धरती जो है वो गर्भोदर सागर में गिरी थी और सब देवता जो है ब्रह्मा जी से प्रार्थना करने लगे कि हमें बचाओ.
As a result of this great crisis, Shri Varaha Dev appeared.
और इस विपत्ति के कारण जो है श्री वराह देव प्रकट हुए.
Similarly, when the devatas and the asuras were churning the ocean of milk with the Mandara mountain, if the churning went on very smoothly, the most wonderful part of that pastime wouldn't have taken place.
ऐसे ही जब समुद्र मंथन हो रहा था तो अगर वास्तव में मंथन ठीक से हो रहा होता तो फिर ये विशेष लीला जो है वो प्रकट नहीं होती.
There was an emergency. The entire mountain was sinking.
ये एक बहुत आपत्तिकाल स्थिति थी क्योंकि वो पूरा पर्वत जो है डूब रहा था.
They were helpless.
वे निसहाय थे.
They just cried out to Vishnu to help them.
वे भगवान विष्णु को पुकारने लगे मदद के लिए.
As a result, Kurma Avatar appeared.
फलतः कुर्म भगवान प्रकट हुए.
Similarly, Mother Earth, along with the demigods, approached Lord Brahma. Why? Because of the overburden of demoniac kings exploiting the resources of the planet.
उसी तरीके से जो है देवता जो है ब्रह्मा जी के पास जाते हैं इसलिए क्योंकि जो असुरी प्रवृत्ति के व्यक्ति हैं वो धरती का शोषण कर रहे होते हैं.
In fact, demons from various planets all over the universe made a conspiratorial plan of how to conquer the universe.
और अलग अलग लोगों से जो असुर हैं उन्होंने षड्यंत्र रचा कि कैसे ब्रह्मांड पर विजय प्राप्त की जाए.
They all decided to take birth on the Earth planet and make that their headquarters and from this place to conquer everything.
उन सब ने निश्चय किया कि हम धरती पर जन्म लेंगे और उसको यहाँ पर अपना केंद्र बनाकर पूरे ब्रह्मांड को जीतेंगे.
There was Jarasandha, Bhomasura, Salya, there was Kamsa, Keshi, Agha. So many demons were just exploiting and trampling on the earth.
ये इतने सारे असुर, भौमासुर, कंस, जरासंध, शल्य, ये सब मिलकर ये धरती का शोषण कर रहे थे.
And ultimately, poor Devaki and Vasudev were cast within the confines of the walls of a prison.
और वसुदेव और देवकी को जो है जेल के दीवारों में बंद किया गया है.
In response, the Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna appeared.
फलतः भगवान श्री कृष्ण प्रकट हुए.
So what do we learn from this lesson? That the problems we face in life are the greatest opportunities for self-realization.
इससे हम क्या सीखते हैं कि जो समस्याएं हम जीवन में देख रहे हैं वो आत्मसाक्षात्कार के सबसे बड़े सुअवसर हैं.
That is one of the reasons Kali Yuga is the best time for Krishna consciousness.
और ये एक कारण है कि जिससे कि कलयुग जो है कृष्ण भावना के लिए एक सबसे अच्छा समय माना जाता है.
Actually, in every age, the chanting of the holy name can reward one pure love of God.
वास्तव में हर युग में जो है कृष्ण नाम संकीर्तन से प्रेम मिल सकता है.
However, people have to go through all kinds of difficult tribulations to perform their spiritual practices in previous ages.
लेकिन दूसरे युगों में जो है व्यक्ति को तकलीफ उठानी पड़ती थी अपने अभ्यास आध्यात्मिक अभ्यास को करने के लिए.
Because chanting is just too simple.
और जो कीर्तन है वो बहुत ही सरल है.
Every other process of religion loses its potency in the age of Kali Yuga. Only Harinam Sankirtan gains its strength in this age.
हरे जो दूसरे तरीके हैं कलयुग में उनकी शक्ति जो कम हो जाती है लेकिन हरिनाम की शक्ति ज़्यादा बढ़ जाती है.
But the necessary qualification for achieving Krishna prema through Harinam in this age of Kali is we have to attentively cry out the name like a child crying for its mother.
लेकिन ये आवश्यक है इस कलयुग में हरिनाम के द्वारा प्रेम प्राप्त करने के लिए हमें बड़े ध्यान पूर्वक भगवान के लिए रोना है जैसे छोटा बच्चा अपनी माँ को पुकारता है.
If everything is very nice in our life, we don't cry out. We just chant ritualistically.
अगर हमारे जीवन में सब कुछ ठीक चलता रहा तो हम भगवान के लिए रोएंगे नहीं सिर्फ रीति रिवाज के रूप में जप करेंगे.
However, because Kali Yuga is so full of sufferings, it's the best possible situation because it's so natural in that condition to just helplessly cry out for the mercy of the Lord by chanting His holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
क्योंकि कलयुग में इतने दुख हैं, इतने तकलीफें हैं, तो इसके कारण ये स्वाभाविक है कि हम भगवान के नामों को इस तरीके से पुकारते हैं.
Success in life has nothing to do with making a comfortable, happy situation in this world.
इस जीवन में जो है सफलता का ध्येय नहीं है कि सुख सुविधा से यहाँ पर रहना.
Success in life is getting out of this world.
सफलता का अर्थ है दुनिया से बाहर निकलना.
Srila Prabhupada explained in prison house, there is first class, second class, third class, and fourth class cells within the prison.
Srila Prabhupada ji बताते हैं कि जेल में प्रथम श्रेणी, द्वितीय श्रेणी, तृतीय श्रेणी, चतुर्थ श्रेणी के अलग-अलग कमरे होते हैं.
No doubt, elevating yourself from a fourth class dirty filthy cell to a first class nice clean cell is improvement.
इसमें कोई शक नहीं, चतुर्थ श्रेणी के कमरे से जेल में जो कि बहुत गंदा है, भद्दा है, वहां से निकलकर प्रथम श्रेणी के साफ जेल के कमरे में रहना थोड़ा सा सुधार है.
But that is not the goal of life.
लेकिन वो जीवन का लक्ष्य नहीं है.
With the same amount of energy that you're using to bribe the different prison officials to get a elevation in your cell status, you can be contacting your lawyer and making a real solution to get out of the prison.
जितना पैसा आप जेल के लोगों को दे रहे हैं जिससे कि आप ज्यादा अच्छे कमरे में जेल में जा सकें, उतने पैसे से आप दे रहे किसी वकील को लेकर जेल से बाहर निकल सकते हैं.
Similarly, people are very much eager to try to create a nicer situation in a world of suffering.
इस दुखमय संसार में लोग बहुत प्रयास कर रहे हैं कि सुख की प्राप्ति हो सके.
A place where death will be the final blow to diffuse all of your dreams.
ये ऐसा स्थान है जहाँ पर कि आपके सारे स्वप्न जो हैं मृत्यु के द्वारा नष्ट हो जाएंगे.
But with the same energy, we're struggling and toiling to try to be happy in this world. We can be putting that same energy into Krishna consciousness and making a permanent solution to our problems.
ये उसी प्रयास से जो जिससे हम सुखी होने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं, उससे हम कृष्ण भावना में लगातार हम अपनी समस्याओं का एक अंततः फल प्राप्त कर सकते हैं.
The heavenly planets are not as favorable as this earth planet for devotional service.
भक्ति के लिए स्वर्गलोक उतने अनुकूल नहीं है जितना कि ये धरती का लोक है.
Because everyone's pious and religious, but it's just too nice.
हर एक व्यक्ति ने सुकृति की होते हैं और धार्मिक होते हैं, लेकिन स्थिति इतनी अच्छी होती है.
So of course, it is natural that we do not seek miseries and calamities.
इधर स्वाभाविक है कि हम जानबूझकर कोई दुख और विपत्तियां को नहीं बुलाते.
But they will come of their own accord.
लेकिन वो अपने आप ही आएंगे.
The nature of Maya is that which is not.
माया का जो है स्वभाव है कि जो कि नहीं है.
You what you think you're going to get is just the opposite of what you actually get.
जो आप सोचते हैं आपको प्राप्त होगा, उसका ठीक उल्टी ही चीज आपको प्राप्त होती है.
We have seen.
हमने देखा है.
No need to get into too many examples.
ज़्यादा उदाहरण देने की आवश्यकता नहीं है.
Man and woman, they fall in love.
एक पुरुष और स्त्री मिलते हैं, आपस में प्रेम हो जाता है उनका.
And then how much they torture each other.
और फिर कितना दूसरे को तड़पाते हैं.
And then they want children.
फिर वो बच्चे चाहते हैं.
And how much misery does the child give them?
और बच्चा कितना तकलीफ देता है उनको.
It's like that. India fought so hard for independence.
भारत ने कितना लड़ाई की, संघर्ष किया स्वतंत्रता के लिए.
What kind of mess they created ever since.
और तब से कितना डरा जब भ्रमर पैदा कर दिए.
So what we're hoping for, Maya will not give us that.
जो हम आशा कर रहे हैं माया वो नहीं देगी.
That is the laws of nature.
ये प्रकृति के नियम है.
So this age of Kali is very favorable because sufferings are everywhere. So we could really use our good intelligence and turn to Krishna with our heart. There was a king named Maharaj Anga. He married a beautiful queen. She had so many nice virtuous qualities. She had beautiful face, beautiful form. She was very chaste, very polite, very, very nice. But there was one technicality that was overlooked. Her father happened to be death personified. So they lived happily together. But of course, when you get married, it is duty to have children. According to the Shastra, if you take to the renounced order, you're simply dead. All your other responsibilities are finished. But if you don't, you have so many different obligations. And one of the obligations of Grihastha is to have children to carry on your dynasty. You owe that to your forefathers because they gave you your body. Of course, if you surrender to Krishna wholesale, 100%, then you're free from all of these other obligations. So, Maharaj Anga wanted to have a child and raise him in Krishna consciousness to become the next king. He was a great devotee. And like every parent, they want their child to be such a wonderful little Vaishnava. I remember in the early days of Hare Krishna movement, when people were young and just starting to have children in Krishna consciousness. Every parent was under the impression that their tiny little infant baby was a demigod that took birth from their womb. Sometimes that's true, but not all the time. So Maharaj Anga was very happy, a beautiful little boy was born. And he tried to raise him in a nice environment of bhakti. But the child wanted nothing to do with bhakti. From his earliest babyhood, he began to manifest symptoms of cruelty and envy. He would play with his little playmates and he would ruthlessly torture them till they were screaming in pain. And the more they screamed in pain, the happier he became. And ultimately he would murder them. And as he got older, he became worse and worse and worse. His father was doing everything within his power, and he was the king, to somehow or other reform the character of his son.
Impossible.
The nature of the world
दुनिया का स्वभाव है।
However great and powerful and learned and wonderful you may be, circumstances are beyond your control from time to time.
आप कितने पढ़े लिखे सुशिक्षित हो धनवान हो लेकिन स्थिति जो है वो कई बार आपके परे होती है।
Just like Hiranyakashipu, he conquered the whole universe. The little five-year-old Prahlad was out of his control.
इसे हिरण्यकशिपु ने पूरे ब्रह्मांड को जीत लिया, लेकिन पांच वर्षीय जो प्रहलाद थे, वो उनके वश में नहीं थे।
Here's the opposite situation.
यहाँ पर जो हम सुन रहे हैं, वो बिल्कुल उल्टा है उसका।
Father is a devotee and son's a little tiny crawling asura. He tried everything because he was a devotee. He was very peaceful and very kind, Maharaj Anga. But his son just got worse and worse. Very, very painful when there's someone who you're supposed to be able to control and you cannot control them.
और एक बहुत डर की घटना होती है अगर जो व्यक्ति जिसको आपको वश में करना है वो बिल्कुल उसको वश नहीं कर पा रहे।
So he began to think that this whole world is such a miserable place.
वो सोचने लगे पूरी दुनिया बिल्कुल दुख का स्थान है।
I have beautiful palace, beautiful queen, all kinds of friends, relatives, family members, all my citizens love me and worship me, but I can't find any joy anywhere because my son is such a rascal.
और मेरे पास सब कुछ है, पत्नी है, राज्य है, लेकिन मुझे कहीं सुख और शांति नहीं मिल रही क्योंकि मेरा पुत्र बदमाश है।
Like sand in sweet rice.
जैसे खीर में रेती मिलती हो।
रेती? Reti, Reti Kir. Something like that. But this is the nature of life. Everything can be so much according to our plan, but one little thing goes wrong and all you can do is suffer.
जीवन का स्वभाव है सब कुछ अच्छा होता है लेकिन एक चीज गलत जाने से बिल्कुल दुख प्रकट
हो जाए। One little thing going wrong may come through adhyatmika, adhidaivika, or adhibhautika.
वो एक चीज जो गलत हो रही है वो आध्यात्मिक अधिदैविक या अधिभौतिक स्थिति के कारण।
And we have no control.
और उस पर हमारा कोई वश नहीं रहता।
Recently one of our devotees was telling me, the wealthiest man on earth, he's the owner of a big computer software company. He's worth tens of billions of US dollars.
एक व्यक्ति महाराज को बता रहे थे कि एक बहुत जितने सबसे अमीर व्यक्ति जिसके पास सॉफ्टवेयर कंपनी है उसके पास अरबों डॉलर की संपत्ति है।
He's the controller of the most powerful, productive, and profitable industry in the entire planet.
हालांकि वो जो है वो उस पूरे जो सबसे महत्वपूर्ण जो इंडस्ट्री है उसके ईश्वर हैं।
His marriage is a disaster.
उनका विवाह जो बिल्कुल नष्ट हो गया है।
हरे कृष्ण। He even was going to prostitutes just to get some relief.
और थोड़ा सुख प्राप्त करने के लिए वो वेश्याओं का संग करने लगे।
अरे वो, what kind of controller is that?
ये किस प्रकार का ईश्वर है?
And that's the biggest, most successful man on the planet.
और ये दुनिया का सबसे सफल व्यक्ति है।
But things just don't go according to our plan.
हमारी योजना के अनुसार चीजें नहीं चल रही हैं।
Therefore, how do we create a happy environment in this world? We have to put aside our own plans and put Krishna's desire in the center. Then there can be harmony and unity. So Maharaj Anga, seeing the terrible suffering in his own heart, he decided that actually this is the mercy of Krishna.
महाराज अंगद ये सब दुख को देखकर उन्होंने निश्चय किया ये कृष्ण की कृपा है.
How would I ever surrender to Krishna wholeheartedly unless I was suffering like this?
अगर मुझे इसके लिए दुख नहीं मिलता तो मैं कैसे पूर्ण हृदय से भगवान को समर्पण कर पाता?
This is wonderful.
ये बहुत सुंदर है.
It's nectar.
ये अमृत है.
So he just without any attachments whatsoever entered into the forest and became a paramahamsa.
बिना किसी आसक्ति के वह जंगल में प्रवेश किया और परमहंस बन गए.
Meanwhile, back at home, Maharaj Vena was coronated as the king.
और यहाँ पर महाराज वेन को राज्याभिषेक किया गया.
From one point of view, he was an excellent king.
एक दृष्टि से देखा जाए तो बहुत अच्छे राजा थे.
That he was so ruthless in punishing any offenders that no rogues or thieves dared to do any mischief in his kingdom.
वो इतने ज़्यादा पूर्व से सजा देने के लिए कि कोई चोर और डाकू ने कोई बुरे कार्य करने का साहस ही नहीं किया.
But there was a problem.
लेकिन एक समस्या थी.
He was the biggest rogue and thief. He kept everyone else away so that he could exploit everything and everyone. And when we get power and influence, the tendency is that our ego becomes infatuated.
जब हमें शक्ति मिलती है, प्रभाव करने की शक्ति मिलती है, तो हमारा मिथ्या अहंकार बढ़ जाता है.
Greatest danger is if someone worships you and you fall under the illusion that you are worshipable.
सबसे बड़ा खतरा ये है कि अगर कोई व्यक्ति आपकी आराधना करता है और आप सोच रहे हैं कि मैं आराधनीय हूँ.
Maharaj Vena had so much power, control, and people had to bow down to him that he came under the illusion that he was God.
Maharaj Vena के पास इतनी शक्ति थी, वो इतने भ्रम में जो सोचने लगे कि मैं भगवान हूँ.
Better than God. Therefore, he outlawed any other puja or yagya to anyone except him. It was a federal offense to worship God or the demigods. And he would punish. So people had to chant. The only mantra people were allowed to chant were mantras in glorification of Maharaj Vena.
और जब सिर्फ महाराज वेण का गुणगान करते हुए मंत्रों का गान करना किया जा रहा था.
Om Shri Venaya Namaha. Something like that.
इस तरीके से मंत्र.
Meanwhile, the Brahmins, they were very much feeling distressed that people were not allowed to worship the Lord. So they approached King Vena with humility and respect. This is not right what you are doing. The Supreme Lord Vishnu is the source of everything that exists. And the demigods are his deputed agents to provide the necessities of life. You must allow people to do their worship. Upon hearing this, he became all the more arrogant. He laughed at them in anger. And he said, "You are fools. Don't you not know what the Shastra says? That the Supreme Lord and all the demigods are all present within the body of the king." A perverted reflection of Bhagavatam. If you water the root of the tree, all parts of the tree are nourished.
तो भागवत का एक परिवर्तित रूप है कि अगर आप पेड़ के जड़ में पानी डालेंगे तो अपने आप सब जगह पर पानी का प्रभाव.
So his illusion was if you worship me, everything will be perfect.
और उसे बताने लगे कि अगर आप मेरी आराधना करेंगे तो सब ठीक हो जाएगा.
And if you don't worship me, he will punish.
अगर आप ऐसा नहीं करोगे तो आपको सजा दी जाएगी.
So they decided that this Vena must die. So they chanted mantras. And the Brahmins have such great power, but they don't like to use their power for political purposes. Because this compromises their service to humanity. But this was a desperate emergency. So they chanted some mantras, Hamkar, and that caused King Vena to die. His mother, who was naturally attached to him, was so aggrieved that she preserved his body in various medicinal oils and herbs. So that was a great relief. But the nature of the world is one solution creates another problem. So yes, the king was dead, but then the rogues and thieves came out again. One day the Brahmins were on the bank of the river Saraswati discussing Harikatha. And they saw dust everywhere in the air. They understood what this dust was. It was the dust raised from the feet of all the rogues and thieves who were just plundering the earth. So they decided that Maharaj Vena, with all of his disqualifications, still he subdued them. We need a king. So they went and obtained Vena's body. And through their Brahminical mantras, they churned his body. First thing that happened is a personality who was blackish in color came out from his thighs. He was the personification of all the sins in King Vena. His name was Bahuka. And he was sent into the jungles. Now that Maharaj Vena was clean, his body, they churned it again. And what happened is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Shaktyavesh incarnation of Prithvi Maharaj and his beloved consort Archie appeared in this world. So we are all something like Maharaj Vena's. So many sinful desires are within our hearts. Lust, anger, envy, greed, pride, illusion. So many desires to want to enjoy the resources of material existence, which are all meant for the pleasure of Krishna. So much false ego, so much self-centered mental thinking. A saintly person, every thought is for the welfare of others. Haridas Thakur didn't mind being beaten brutally through 22 marketplaces. He only concerned himself with giving Harinam to others.
हरिदास ठाकुर को ये बात की बिल्कुल चिंता नहीं थी कि उनको 22 मार्च में पीटा जा रहा था, वो यही सोच रहे थे कि दूसरों को हरि नाम देना है।
श्रीला प्रभुपाद, he didn't mind heart attacks, poverty, persecution. He was only thinking how to give Krishna prema to others.
श्रीला प्रभुपाद जी ने स्वयं के हार्ट अटैक और गरीबी और दुख को
But conditioned soul in every situation, they're thinking, what's good for me? I want to see something that gives pleasure to my eyes. I want to hear something that gives pleasure to my ears, my nose, my mouth, my flesh. And what about my false ego? I have to situate myself in a situation where I'm properly respected. Even when we're engaging in devotional service, these desires are often prominent. So somehow or other, we have to churn our hearts to remove all of these anarthas. That is the process of sadhana bhakti. Adoshatatata sadhu sangota bhajanatriya tato nartana vrittisha tato nishta ruchista. That first is a little faith, and by that faith Krishna brings us into the association of devotees. Then the journey begins. We accept spiritual master, and he teaches us the process of bhajana kriya, where we follow regulative principles. We hear about Krishna, we chant about Krishna, we worship the deities, we serve the Vaishnavas, we engage in various duties under the instruction of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. This is the process of sadhana bhakti. The result is anartha nivritti shastra. Bahuka comes out of us. All the black, sinful ambitions and conceptions are removed from our hearts. But that's not all. That's the liberated state. But we have to continue the journey process. We must go on serving Vaishnavas, worshipping the deities, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and chanting the holy
name.
And gradually, nishtha. We become very firm in our faith. Then ruchi, we develop a very, very deep-hearted enthusiasm for devotional service. And then ashakti, we become completely attached to Krishna and the path of serving Krishna. Especially we become attached to the association of devotees, hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting the names of the Lord. And we go on journeying. And next, bhava, love of Krishna. And ultimately, prema. And that prema, that realization of Krishna, is so powerful that it can create such immense benefit to the whole world.
और प्रेम इतना शक्तिशाली है कि पूरे दुनिया को जो है उसका लाभ दे सकता है.
One time devotees were together and Prabhupada was asked the question, what pleases you the most? Devotees were wondering, will he say book distribution? Will he say cow protection? Will he say college preaching? Will he say building temples? In Mayapur, Vrindavan, or anyone else? Prabhupada replied, what pleases me most is when you love Krishna. Because if you love Krishna, Krishna will manifest and empower you in so many ways, so all these things can happen.
यदि आप कृष्ण से प्रेम करोगे तो कृष्ण आपको शक्ति प्रदान करेंगे, इसे सारी सब चीजें अपने आप प्रकट होने लगी.
It is a fact. All the book distribution, millions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatams, Chaitanya Charitamritas all over the world. Hundreds of beautiful temples in Mayapur, Vrindavan, Bombay, even Belgaum. This beautiful temple. Who could ever imagine in this little village of Belgaum, little city, I'm sorry, with just a few devotees who don't have much income or anything else, there's a wonderful temple that thousands of people can sit in at a time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
कौन ये कल्पना कर सकता है कि छोटे से शहर बेलगाम जैसे में कि एक सुंदर देवा यहाँ पर हजारों की संख्या में लोग बैठकर श्रवण कर सकते हैं.
And there's farm communities, and there's schools, so many wonderful projects within ISKCON.
ऐसे ISKCON में ऐसे अनेक स्कूल और फार्म प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं.
What is the source of all of it?
इन सब चीजों का स्रोत क्या है?
One man who loved Krishna. The basis of everything that we have is Srila Prabhupada's love for Krishna. Because when the pure heart loves Krishna, Krishna reveals himself. And one who loves Krishna is one who surrenders to Krishna.
और कृष्ण से प्रेम करना वो व्यक्ति है जो कृष्ण का समर्पण करता है.
He no longer has his own ego.
उसका स्वयं का कुछ अहंकार नहीं रहता.
Krishna, I'm yours.
कृष्ण मैं आपका हूँ.
I am your instrument. Speak through me. Work through me. Let me be your puppet.
मैं आप मेरे द्वारा बोलिए, मेरे को अपना कठपुतली बना दीजिए.
And Jaladuta, Srila Prabhupada prayed, please Krishna, make me your puppet. With the strings attached to your lotus-like hand, make me dance as you want me to dance.
आपके कर कमलों से जो है रस्सियों के द्वारा मुझे आप नचाइए जैसा आप नचाना चाहते हैं वैसे नचाइए.
Please give me the words to penetrate their hearts with your message.
मुझे वो शब्द दीजिए जिससे कि उनके हृदय को अंदर प्रवेश कर सके आपके संदेश के द्वारा.
Where there is love, there is total humility and submission to the beloved. And it is that love that had the power to do everything. So Prabhupada said, what will please me the most is you love Krishna. Then everything else will come. But if you're not developing love of Krishna, then everything that we have accomplished can easily crumble. He has given us so much. But first and foremost, he's given us the process of how to love Krishna.
लेकिन सबसे पहले उन्होंने वो तरीका हमें सिखाया है कि कैसे कृष्ण से प्रेम किया जाए.
If we're not chanting our rounds attentively every day, if we're not hearing Bhagavat every day, if we're not following the principles and serving devotees every day, then that will create corruption.
और इससे भ्रष्टाचार हो जाएगा.
And then all wonderful things become disturbed.
और सब सुंदर चीजें जो हैं वो विचलित हो जाएंगी.
So therefore, this is the first and foremost duty of every devotee.
इसलिए हर एक भक्त का सर्वप्रथम पहला कर्तव्य है.
To perform their sadhana bhakti and their seva in such a way that they can achieve love for Krishna.
अपनी साधना भक्ति को उस तरीके से करें जिससे कृष्ण प्रेम की प्राप्ति कर सके.
And get this bahuka out of our hearts.
और अपने हृदय से बहुका को बाहर फेंक दें.
All these accumulated sins and materialistic desires.
और सारे भौतिक इच्छाओं और पापों को भी बाहर कर दें.
And let Maharaj Prithu appear.
और फिर महाराज प्रभु जो है प्रकट हो हमारे हृदय
से. Rule the world in pure consciousness.
और शुद्ध चेतना में दुनिया का राज्य करें.
In this spirit, we should be very, very attentive and determined to chant the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
इस भावना से हमें ध्यान पूर्वक और दृढ़ता से भगवान के नाम जप कीर्तन करना चाहिए.
I would like to offer my deepest gratitude to all of the devotees of Sri Radha Gokulananda Mandir in Belgaum for the incredible amount of devotional service they have rendered in organizing Radha Yatra.
मैं सब गोकुलानंदा के भक्तों को बहुत धन्यवाद देना चाहूँगा कि कितने ज़्यादा दृढ़ता के साथ रथ यात्रा उत्सव का सेवाओं का आयोजन किया है.
Under Devamrit Prabhu's nice guidance, all of you have worked so hard.
Devamrit Prabhu ke bahut sundar nirdesh ke andar aap sab logon ne kitni kadi mehnat ki hai.
But Lord Jagannath wasn't satisfied with just your hard work.
Lekin Bhagwan Jagannath aapke sari mehnat se utne santusht nahi the.
He wanted to see your surrender.
Wo aapke samarpan ko dekhna chahte the.
Now, what is the meaning of surrender?
समर्पण का अर्थ क्या होता है?
When we know, we'll never have to take birth in this material world again.
अगर हम इस अर्थ जान लेंगे तो हम फिर से भौतिक जगत में संसार में जन्म नहीं लेना.
We're thinking that we're surrendered.
हम ऐसा सोच रहे हैं कि मैं पूर्ण रूप से समर्पित हूँ.
I ate prasad today instead of karmi foods, so I am surrendered.
मैं कर्मी भोजन करने के बजाय कम से कम प्रसाद खाया तो मैं समर्पित हूँ.
I finished my rounds today. I am surrendered.
मैंने तब जब पूरा कर लिया मैं समर्पित हूँ.
We advertise 50,000 pamphlets. We set up a big pundal at military Mahadev's abode.
हमने 50,000 pamphlets बांटे और मिलिट्री महादेव के धाम में हमने बहुत सुंदर
पंडाल. We worked so hard, foaming at our mouths to put up hoardings and all kinds of banners all over the streets.
हमने बहुत ज्यादा मेहनत की और अनेक प्रकार के जो है बैनर्स वगैरह लगाए सड़कों में.
We had to raise so many funds and collect for tens and thousands of people's prasad.
और 10,000 की संख्या में लोगों के प्रसाद के लिए हमने धन एकत्रित किया.
So we were thinking we were surrendered.
हमने समर्पण कर दिया.
But Krishna's idea of surrender is something else.
लेकिन कृष्ण का विचार जो समर्पण का है वो कुछ और है.
Oh, you have done so much. I'm very, very pleased with your hard work, your determination, and your united efforts. So I will reward you. Now, a materialistic devotee would think the reward is, after Rath Yatra, I can lay on the beach in Goa and drink coconut prasads. But Krishna's idea of reward is not what we always expect.
लेकिन कृष्ण का जो इनाम देने का तरीका वो ऐसा हमेशा नहीं होता जो हम आशा करते हैं.
कृष्णस मर्सी इज व्हेन ही टेक्स अस टू हायर प्लेटफॉर्म्स ऑफ डिवोशन.
कृष्ण कृपा जब हमको भक्ति के ऊंचे ऊंचे स्तर पर ले जाते हैं.
देयरफॉर इन रेसिप्रोकेशन फॉर ऑल द हार्ड वर्क and all the planning and all the united efforts you made, at the last minute, Krishna created havoc.
और इतने ज्यादा प्रयास मिलकर सेवा करने का इनाम ये होगा कि कृष्ण ने बिल्कुल भ्रांति पैदा कर दी।
यस्याहम अनुकृणामि हरिश्चेतनाम शनाय हरिबो। श्री प्रभुपाद टेल्स अस दैट व्हेन कृष्ण इज प्लीज्ड ही टेक्स एवरीथिंग अवे फ्रॉम यू।
श्री प्रभुपाद बता रहे हैं कृष्ण आपसे प्रथम होते हैं तो आपसे सब कुछ छीन लेते हैं।
दैट्स व्हाई सो मेनी पीपल वर्शिप डेमिगॉड्स।
इसलिए वे देवताओं की पूजा करते हैं।
But in taking, with one hand, he gives the most auspicious treasure with the other, if you just allow him to do so.
अगर आप उनको ऐसा करने दें, तो एक हाथ से तो ले लेते हैं, लेकिन दूसरे हाथ से सबसे मूल्यवान चीज प्रदान करते हैं।
So Krishna, out of his great, great mercy, reciprocated with your devotion by giving his mercy.
और कृष्णा आपके अपनी कृपा से आपके सब प्रयासों का फल दिया कि उन्होंने अपनी और कृपा दिया।
Form of that mercy was such a disaster.
और कृपा का रूप क्या था कि बिल्कुल भवंडर पैदा हो गया।
That the only possible way that this Ratha Yatra could go on, his devotees had to give up their sleeping, they had to be totally united, and they had to work, 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 and pray from the core of their hearts. That is mercy.
Shri
Jagannath Bhagavan ki. When Devamrita Prabhu was telling Chandramali Maharaj, Jananivas Prabhu, and myself the story, how at the last minute they were approaching so many big, big, big politicians and other influential people trying to somehow or other get the permissions.
जहाँ प्रभु जो है मुझे चंद्रमाली महाराज को और जनरल प्रभु को बता रहे थे कि किस तरीके से वो अलग अलग राजनीतिज्ञों से प्रयास कर रहे थे परमिशन प्राप्त करने का कार्यक्रम के लिए.
Krishna is in the heart of everyone.
Krishna सबके हृदय में है.
He wasn't about to inspire anyone to give permission. And plus, Jananivas Prabhu, he's the head pujari in Mayapur. There is a deity called Kshetrapala Mahadev. Lord Shiva is the protector of the holy dham.
शिवजी जो है वो धाम के संरक्षक हैं।
He protects the dham and he protects the sanctity of the devotees' hearts.
वो धाम की रक्षा करते हैं और भक्तों के हृदय की पवित्रता की रक्षा करते हैं।
So military Mahadev is non-different than that Kshetrapala Mahadev.
Military Mahadev जो है वो क्षेत्रपाल महादेव से अभिन्न है।
I don't think any Puranas have this name, military
Mahadev.
Some sort of east meets west. But whatever you call them, Nam Namakari Bahuda, the Lord has many, many names. Shri Bhagavan Military Mahadev. He was protecting the devotees. How? By not allowing that Pando program to be held in his grounds.
वो भक्तों की रक्षा कर रहे थे कैसे कि जिससे वो अपने ग्राउंड में इस कार्यक्रम को नहीं करने दे रहे.
And Devamrita Prabhu was saying it was ecstatic.
You
could have easily given up and say, well, next year we'll try again. One thing we have noticed in our years in Krishna consciousness, as long as you don't give up, you're never defeated. In any project in Krishna consciousness, we may lose terribly so many battles.
और कई बड़े प्रोजेक्ट्स में हम कई बार ऐसे छोटी मोटी हार हो सकती है.
If we give up, we lose the war.
लेकिन अगर हम प्रयास छोड़ देते हैं तो हम पूरी हार में आते
हैं. However much all odds are against us. If we just don't give up, we just keep struggling and fighting for Krishna, then it is guaranteed the war will be won. Because the power of Krishna is absolute. Why did Krishna put the Pandavas in such a difficult situation?
कृष्ण ने क्यों पांडवों को इतने तकलीफों में डाला?
To show their glories.
उनके ख्याति को दुनिया को बताने के लिए.
Why did Krishna put Prahlad Maharaj in such difficult situations?
कृष्ण ने क्यों प्रहलाद महाराज को इतने कठिनाइयों में डाला?
One day he's laying in a bed of poisonous serpents.
एक दिन उनको सांपों के बीच में डाला गया.
Another day he's put under the sea with a mountain on top of him.
समुद्र फेंका जा रहा है, ऊपर से पर्वत से दबाया जा रहा है.
Another day he's placed in blazing fires.
तीसरे दिन उनको भटकती हुई अग्नि में डाला जा रहा है.
But he didn't give up.
लेकिन उन्होंने छोड़ा नहीं, त्याग नहीं किया.
And the next day he's sitting on the throne of Hiranyakashipu.
और अगले दिन फिर हिरण्यकश्यप के राज सिंहासन पर विराजमान.
Ruling the dynasty.
और पूरे वंश का कार्य चला रहे हैं.
हरे कृष्ण. श्री प्रभुपाद इन बाउरी. Everything was going against him.
श्री प्रभुपाद जी बाउरी न्यूयॉर्क में सबसे ज्यादा विरुद्ध हो रही थी.
He was trying to do his. He had no assistants, no servants, no money, nothing.
उनके पास कोई मदद करने के लिए था, कुछ पैसा नहीं था, कुछ भी नहीं था.
He was just had a little old Indian typewriter. He was trying to type the his translations, and the typewriter was stolen.
एक ही टाइपराइटर था जिससे कि वो टाइप करने का प्रयास कर रहे थे, वो भी चुरा लिया गया.
And he was kicked out of his house.
उनको घर से या बाहर निकाल दिया गया.
And he had nowhere to go.
उनके पास जाने के लिए कोई स्थान नहीं था.
It was cold.
और वहाँ सर्दी थी.
And everybody in India was saying, Swamiji, come back, it's impossible.
और सब भारत में बोले, स्वामीजी वापस आ जाइए, ये असंभव कार्य है.
He didn't give up.
उन्होंने प्रयास करना नहीं छोड़ा.
His Guru Maharaj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they wanted this movement to spread all over the world, and he was determined, I must do it.
उनके गुरु महाराज चेतना प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रभु चाहते थे कि पूरा आंदोलन पूरी दुनिया में फैले, और उन्होंने निश्चय किया कि मैं प्रयास नहीं छोड़ूंगा.
From an unknown beggar on the streets of the ghettos of New York, he became world acharya.
न्यूयॉर्क के सड़कों में एक बिल्कुल अजानित व्यक्ति थे, वो दुनिया के आचार्य बन गए.
This is the example.
ये एक उदाहरण है.
We're in this sampradaya.
हम इसी संप्रदाय में आ रहे हैं.
So Krishna's going to give us the best mercy.
इसलिए कृष्ण को सर्वोत्तम कृपा देने वाले हैं.
Devamrita Prabhu was saying, it was blissful to see how the devotees, Belgaum is known for devotees who like to fight against each other.
Belgaum is इसलिए मशहूर है कि भक्त आपस में बहुत झगड़ा करते हैं.
Those who know the history have some understanding of this.
जो इतिहास को जानते हैं वो इस बात को समझ सकते हैं.
Wonderful devotees, simple-hearted, sweet, nectarine Vaishnavas.
बहुत सुंदर अमृतमय स्वभाव वाले भक्तगण.
But something about Belgaum makes people have these little disagreements.
Belgaum का स्वभाव ही है कि लोग आपस में समझौता नहीं है.
Yes? No? Maybe. Sometimes. But on this day, everyone in the urgency of saving Jagannath's festival, they were working in total unity. People who hardly do any service were coming out, willing to surrender their lives on that night.
लेकिन उस रात्रि को जो व्यक्ति सब लोग मिलकर सेवा कर रहे थे, और जो लोग कभी सेवा नहीं करने वाले वो भी सेवा करने लिए आ गए.
Krishna gave you a taste of the spiritual world.
भगवान कृष्ण ने आपको आध्यात्मिक धाम का आस्वादन कराया.
And in the end, most wonderful festival.
और उसके बाद बहुत सुंदर उत्सव.
Right at the lotus feet of Sri Radha Gokulananda.
और श्री राधा गोकुलनंद के चरण कमलों के पास.
And when people have a nice experience, they understand this is a holy place. Let me come.
और लोगों का अच्छा अनुभव होगा तो वो समझ जाएंगे कि ये बहुत पवित्र स्थान है, मैं भी वहां जाऊं।
So this is the theme of today's class.
ये आज के क्लास का ये मुख्य भाग है।
And a living example of the evidence of this principle.
और इस सिद्धांत का एक जीवंत उदाहरण प्रकट है।
That there are good times and bad times, they will come of their own accord.
अपने आप से कभी अच्छी स्थिति होगी, कभी बुरी स्थिति होगी।
Every situation we should be welcoming the opportunity to surrender to Krishna.
हर एक स्थिति में हमें कृष्ण को समर्पण करने का करते रहना चाहिए।
The pleasures and pains of the body and mind will come and go like the waves in the ocean.
शरीर और मन के सुख और दुख जो सागर की लहरों की तरह आएंगे और जाएंगे।
But if we have the proper understanding of Krishna consciousness, each one of those waves will bring us closer and closer and closer to the shore of the spiritual world.
लेकिन अगर हमें कृष्ण भावना की अच्छी समझ है, तो ये सब लहरें जो हैं, धीरे-धीरे हमको कृष्ण भावना के करीब ले आएंगे।
From our heart, we must turn to Krishna.
अपने हृदय से हमें कृष्ण की ओर मुड़ना है।
With great attention,
बड़े ध्यान पूर्वक,
determination,
बड़े निश्चय के साथ,
and enthusiasm,
और उत्साह के साथ।
Thank you very much.
बहुत-बहुत धन्यवाद।
Is there any questions?
किसी को कोई प्रश्न है?
Yes, in our midst today.
हमारे बीच में दो बहुत ही विशेष मेहमान आए हैं।
All of you are knowing His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj.
His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj को आप सब जानते
हैं। A very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada जी के एक वरिष्ठ शिष्य हैं।
He preaches in America.
अमेरिका में प्रचार करते हैं।
He also preaches in Europe and often in India.
यूरोप में प्रचार करते हैं, कई बार भारतवर्ष में भी।
He's very humble, very gentle, very saintly Vaishnava.
बहुत नम्र और सुशील स्वभाव वाले वैष्णव।
Let us welcome him.
उनका स्वागत करिए।
The next guest we will welcome. You have never seen in Belgaum ever before.
और दूसरे मेहमान जिनका हम स्वागत कर रहे हैं, उनको आपने कभी बेलगाम में नहीं देखा होगा।
In fact, you never see him anywhere except Mayapur.
वास्तव में मायापुर के अलावा कहीं भी उनके दर्शन नहीं होते।
How he has come here is simply Prabhupada's causeless mercy.
ये कैसे वो यहाँ आ गए, ये तो सिर्फ श्री प्रभुपाद जी की अहेतुक की कृपा है।
Inconceivable, infallible mercy.
अचिंत अच्युत कृपा।
There's no words to express.
उसके शब्दों में वर्णन नहीं किया जा सकता।
जनानी बास प्रभु met Srila Prabhupada, I think, in 1970? 1971. Same year I happened to meet
Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada 1971 में मिले, उसी साल जिस साल महाराज जी मिले थे।
But there's a difference. I was a rascal and he was a very saintly person.
लेकिन वो अंतर है। महाराज अपने आप को नहीं बोल रहे कि मैं तो बदमाश था, लेकिन वो बस साधु व्यक्ति था।
Jananivas came to Mayapur town.
Jananivas प्रभु मायापुर धाम में।
How many of you have been to Shridham Mayapur?
आप में से कई लोग मायापुर गए हैं? हाथ ऊपर करें।
At that time, it was just a paddy field.
उस समय सिर्फ एक खेत था वहाँ पर।
With one straw thatched hut.
बस एक जो है कुटिया बनाई हुई थी वहाँ पर।
Prabhupada lived in.
जिसमें प्रभुपाद जी निवास करते थे।
And he had his deities of Radha Madhava.
उनके पास राधा माधव के विग्रह थे।
And he assigned Jananivas Prabhu to be the head pujari of that thatched hut.
और उन्होंने उस कुटिया में Jananivas Prabhu को हेड पुजारी के रूप में सेवा दी।
And told him to remain there always and serve Sri Sri Radha Madhava.
उनसे कहा कि आप यहीं पे रहिए और श्री राधा माधव की सेवा करें।
Now Mayapur at that time, during the rainy season, there was floods and no facilities whatsoever.
Mayapur उस समय जब बाढ़ थी और रहने के लिए कोई सुविधा नहीं थी ठीक से।
Over the years there were communal attacks, devotees getting blown up and shot at.
अनेक प्रकार के आक्रमण हुए थे, कई भक्तों पर बंदूक से प्रहार किया गया था।
Very, very difficult. But Jananivas Prabhu, taking Prabhupada's order on his head, never left the duties.
प्रभुपाद जी की आज्ञा को शिरोधार्य करते हुए जनानिवास प्रभु ने कभी मूर्तियों को त्याग नहीं किया।
Since 1971, he has been the head pujari of the headquarters of the International Society for Krishna
Consciousness.
And remained faithful, steady, humble, and sincere through every kind of difficulty. It is said that gold is purified and also tested to be gold when it is put into blazing fire. If it is not real gold, when you put it in fire, it turns black or it burns. But real gold, the more the fire heats up, the brighter and more effulgent it becomes. Similarly, if we are sincere devotees, the more the difficulties and tribulations come into our life, the more we shine in our Krishna consciousness. But if we are not so sincere, we become covered up and burned. So Jananivas Prabhu, in remaining so steady through so many upheavals, inconveniences and disasters, how many times he must have had malaria and everything else, living amongst poisonous snakes, but going on offering his puja to the deities. He is personification of what we're trying to express in this class today. Never giving up his service, steady as Govardhan Hill. He's saying Govardhan Hill is sinking. That means he's admitting that he's in such pains of separation from Krishna due to his love. And really, he and his brother Pankajangari Prabhu, they're very quiet, unassuming, never talk nonsense. I feel so purified when I'm with
him.
Because my tendency is to talk all unnecessary subject matters. But he's not interested in any of these unnecessary subjects. He's quiet and grave. In his presence, I feel ashamed. And this is very healthy for me. He is one of the pillars of sanctity within the Hare Krishna
movement.
He may not come front in public scenes making a nice show, but he just remains in the background maintaining his loving devotional service to Sri Radha Madhava, and continuing his good sadhana, and just as an emblem of sanctity and purity within our
movement.
And those who are most fortunate will recognize that. Those who are not so fortunate will just overlook it because they remain so quiet and so much in the background of social social interchanges.
जो इतने भाग्यशाली नहीं है वो ये समझ नहीं पाएंगे क्योंकि वो सबसे ज्यादा उतना सामाजिक रूप से मिस नहीं हो रहे.
So somehow or other, by his great kindness and Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he has come to Belgaum.
कितने की तरीके से उनकी कृपा से श्री प्रभु की कृपा से वो बेलगाम में पधारे हैं.
Wherever there's deity worship in the world, people are longing for him to come.
यहाँ पर भी दुनिया में मूर्ति की पूजा होती है. लोग चाहते हैं कि वो वहाँ पर आएं.
New York, London, Los Angeles, Paris, all these places. Jananibas, please come.
ये सब स्थान जो महाराज ने बताए वहाँ सब उनको निवेदन करते हैं कि जनानी प्रभु आएं.
But he just goes on with his service to Srila Prabhupada.
लेकिन वो श्री प्रभुपाद की अपनी सेवा को चालू रखते हैं.
Jagannath must be very pleased with you.
लेकिन भगवान जगन्नाथ जरूर आपसे बहुत ही ज़्यादा प्रसन्न
होंगे. Send Jananibas to this small unknown town of Belgaum.
कि उन्होंने जगन्नाथ प्रभु को एक अजाने हुए जो शहर है बेलगाम वहाँ भेजा.
So we are very very grateful to him.
हम उनको बहुत उनके प्रति बहुत कृतज्ञ हैं.
It is my humble request to all of you. Try to understand that Krishna consciousness is not a show bottle religion. It is a spiritual movement based on deep, sincere surrender of the heart.
आप सबको मैं निवेदन है कि आप समझिए कि तरह से कृष्ण भावना कोई दिखावा नहीं है लेकिन अंदर भी गहरे समर्पण की भावना से.
And this wonderful Vaishnav represents that principle.
और ये जो सुंदर वैष्णव इसका प्रतिनिधित्व करते हैं.
Jananibas Prabhu, will you kindly stand up? Please. You see, I told you. Everyone, wholeheartedly, as loud as you can, by chanting Hari Bol with raised arms, welcome Jananibas Prabhu. Thank you very much. Any questions? Just with the sound of his name, Krishna gives his darshan. Jananibas Prabhu, please come sit. Give microphone. Could you sit on this, please? As a humble service to the Vaishnavas, if you could.
Translation, you have a mic. I've been instrumental in hearing you all chanting Hari Bol 3 times, so I think my visit here has been successful. But when I was coming on the train from Calcutta, the night train, I woke up in the night and I felt, what am I doing? I'm going the opposite direction from Radha Madhava and Mayapur. Why am I going in the opposite direction?
जब मैं आ रहा था कलकत्ता से ट्रेन में तब फिर मैं अचानक रात में सोचने लगा कि कैसे मैं राधा माधव से दूर उल्टी दिशा में जा रहा हूँ.
And I was feeling kind of lonely and separated.
मुझे विरह का ऐसे अनुभव हो रहा था.
And I was thinking, we're coming here, we have to go to some Rathyatra festival in Mangalore and another place, Madras. Just more or less for some ritualistic purposes. So I thought, what is it? Why did I leave? I was simply asked to leave. Well, I was wondering why I was leaving, and now I'm feeling kind of lonely and in separation. But the devotees have told me that in the Rathyatra in Mangalore, Radhanath Swami will be there. And I began to think of Sri Radhanath Swami's loving affection that he shows all the devotees. And immediately my loneliness and separation vanished.
और मेरा अकेलापन और विरह की भावना सब दूर हो गई.
And I became very happy.
और मैं बहुत खुश हो गया.
To be on my way.
कि मैं अब सही रास्ते पर जा रहा हूँ.
To meet Radhanath Swami.
श्री राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज से मिलने के लिए.
And I was thinking that when we have this kind of devotees who are always showing affection to others, and this is what we need in life, because we feel here we can take shelter, here is protection, here is safety. And then I became, my moroseness, it vanished. And then I began thinking that most probably when I see him, he'll also invite me to stay a bit longer. I was anticipating. And Krishna fulfilled my desires. So, Krishna acts through his devotees. So, what Radhanath Swami was saying about his being the desire of Lord Jagannath, everything is moving by his desire, but ultimately that desire is manifest through his devotees. So it is only by the grace of Radhanath Swami that I am here today. And I've experienced all the wonderful devotees here. And I really enjoyed the Rathyatra festival. And also, he's promised to take me another few places before I go back. So I consider that the success of this trip, when he asked me, please come with us for a few more days.
मैं अपनी यात्रा की सफलता माना जब उन्होंने कहा कि और कुछ दिनों के लिए आइए.
So you are very, very fortunate to having taken shelter of Srila Radhanath Swami. Because such devotees, or to find a place of shelter at Krishna's feet, he's offering shelter, but it's difficult to take complete shelter at Krishna's feet. But his devotees are very kind, and they offer their shelter. This is their unlimited kindness. And if you can find such a devotee, you please take shelter there. So Srila Radhanath Swami is such a devotee, you can take shelter of without hesitation, without fear. You can wholly embrace his lotus feet and feel that your whole life is completely safe. This is my conviction. So when one takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna's devotees, then his problem is life is solved. The problem of life is we're taking birth and death again and again and again. This is the real problem of life. But when you take shelter of one of Krishna's devotees, that problem is finished. You don't have to worry anymore that you'll ever have to take birth again. This is why devotees are happy. We've been hearing about the distressful conditions, apparently distressful conditions that the devotees have been facing. But they're always happy in these conditions. Why? Because they've solved the real problem of life. The birth and death business is finished for them. After billions and billions and billions of not only births, but going through billions and billions of universes. In one lifetime, simply by meeting a devotee and taking shelter of his feet, his business is finished. So then a devotee's business is, I've received this wonderful gift. This is the gift that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. And he's giving through his devotees. So now we receive this wonderful gift. And we are convinced that this is our last birth in the material world. Because we've taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna's devotees, we are going back to Godhead at the end of this life. So now our only business, our gratitude to our spiritual masters who have saved us from this repetition of birth and death, is simply to give what we've been given to others. So that's why devotees are always happy, because the problem is finished and now their business is simply presenting Krishna consciousness to others. Whether there is distressful condition, whether there is a happy condition, it doesn't matter for them.
जो है जो कृष्ण भाव में दूसरों को देते हैं चाहे सुखी अवस्था हो दुखी अवस्था हो उन्हें कोई अंतर ही नहीं पड़ता।
because they received the great gift of shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna through his devotee. Now, our problem in life has been solved. Now, our only business, let's help others with their problem. So I'd like to thank Srinivasa Swami for inviting me. And I'd like to thank you also very much for being such wonderful devotees here. In Belgaum. And this, because I am simply an official priest, I can pray to Adamanava and Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Jagannath for your blessings, but when you receive the blessings of their devotee, then actually to give my blessings is superficial. Nevertheless, as an official priest, I will pray to Adamanava and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath to increase your devotion, increase your faith, and increase your shelter in the lotus feet of the very, very dear devotee, Sri Radhanath Swami. Sri Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki Nitai go Premanand. That was my pleasure to speak this. Thank you. After all the humiliation we suffered.
Janani Vas Prabhu said, we should take the content of his humility seriously, but not the literal words that he spoke. Janani Vas Prabhu ki, Chandramali Maharaj ki,
Swami Maharaj ki, Jai.
Once again, I want to thank all of you. One of the most glorious festivals we have ever seen. Belgaum is really a very, very specially blessed place. One of the foremost commanders of Srila Prabhupada's movement, Devamrita Prabhu, has come here. Simply out of love and affection for all of you, he has come. So please reciprocate with his kindness. It is Srila Prabhupada's mercy manifested through him. And make your lives perfect. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.